When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Episode 9. Getting laid off from my six-figure job was exactly what I needed, by Ryan Nicodemus from TheMinimalists.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on? Welcome to the show, where I read to you some great content from blogs and other resources that will help you optimize your life. Today I'm reading to you a post from TheMinimalists.com, but this time from Ryan Nicodemus. In episode 1, we heard Joshua's story about quitting his six-figure job, and this one is Ryan's side of the story, getting laid off, which many of us have gone through. It's more of an inspirational post, and hopefully will bring a different perspective to your life. Ryan and Joshua have a couple of books too, and if you enjoy this reading, you should check out their books on Audible, which is today's sponsor. You can get one of Ryan and Joshua's books absolutely free with a free trial of Audible by visiting audibletrial.com/old. That's audibletrial.com/OLD. So definitely check that out, get your free trial, and get a free audiobook of your choice. And if you cancel, you get to keep the audiobook, so totally worth it. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/old. Now let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Getting laid off from my six-figure job was exactly what I needed, by Ryan Nicodemus of TheMinimalists.com. I sat down in the harshly lit conference room and slid his birthday present across the table. It was September 29th, 2011, my boss's birthday, and it was less than a month before my 30th birthday. It was also the day I lost my job. My boss, his boss, and a kind woman from human resources were sitting on the other side of the large, meticulously polished conference table. My boss shook his head, and a frown materialized on his face. I knew it wasn't good news, but my first thought was, it really sucks for him that he has to fire me on his birthday. "We've eliminated your position with the latest round of cuts. This change is effective immediately," my boss said. And that's when everything changed. 7 months after Joshua walked away from his job, I was laid off with no notice, blindsided after working my ass off for that corporation. 7 years and 7 promotions later, I was living the corporate dream, and then it was over in an instant. Do you have any additional questions before HR goes over the details with you? No, I didn't have any additional questions. I just sat there and thought, this is the best thing that could have happened to me. It was as if a gigantic weight had been lifted off my shoulders. I knew it was time for me to move on, and this was the nudge I needed to jump off corporate America's cliff. Ladder. It was the nudge I needed to focus my time on the important things in life, my health, my relationships, my growth as an individual, and contributing to other people in meaningful ways. Yes, this is the drastic change I needed, a change I hadn't been willing to make on my own. Thankfully, my gradual transition into minimalism these past 2 years has allowed me to buy less stuff, spend less money, cut most of my bills, pay off most of my debt, save a little cash, and live a more meaningful life with less stuff. Sure, with my job gone, I'll still need to make other cutbacks. I contacted a new realtor to sell my condo, and I'm in the process of selling my car, but none of that matters because I'm free. Adding value to other people's lives has been my passion for as long as I can remember. Adding value was a thing I enjoyed most about my corporate career. I led and managed a large team of people, and I enjoyed coaching and mentoring those people more than anything else at the job. Unfortunately, a lot of things occurred in the corporate world that prevented me from allocating most of my time to adding value to those people. Thanks to my minimalist lifestyle, I'll be able to avoid finding another 70-hour-per-week corporate job, opting instead for a mission I enjoy. At this point, I only need to make enough money to pay for necessities, rent, food, utilities, insurance, which means I'll work to earn a living, no longer living just to work. Now I'll have more time for the people I love as well, which has been a huge struggle for me since I started my corporate climb. As I advanced my career and traversed the corporate ladder, I often worked the equivalent of 2 work weeks in a single week and lost track of family and close friends in the process because I started feeling like my job was more important than my relationships. Sadly, I thought they would understand why I wasn't around as much. And some of them did understand, but it didn't feel good. Just didn't feel right. We can't just brush off our friends and family, and I'm not going to anymore. Moreover, living the corporate life was often a great excuse to let my diet go. I'll just grab a quick snack before the meeting. It was also a great excuse to skip daily exercise. I'm just too busy to exercise today. Those bullshit excuses are gone now, and I'm committed to living a healthier life, one in which I'm accountable for and focus on my own diet and exercise. I'm not going to lie, though. I still have that joy-fear feeling. What if I fail? What if people don't respect me as much? What if, what if, what if? To my fears, I say, what if I never got the chance to live a meaningful life, stuck instead in the tedium of someone else's template? That's the scariest thought of all. For me, getting laid off was the nudge I needed to get the balance back in my life. For those of you who may be facing a similar situation, you might be looking for advice. Well, I don't have all the answers, but what I do have is my commitment to add value whenever I can. So feel free to tweet me your comments, questions, or cynical remarks at Ryan Nicodemus. That's RyanNico, Nico, DEMUS, Demus. I'll answer to the best of my ability. You just listened to the post titled Getting Laid Off from My Six-Figure Job Was Exactly What I Needed by Ryan Nicodemus of TheMinimalist.com. I recommend checking out his site and his books, which again can be read to you, just like I read this post to you. And you can get a free book if you visit audibletrial.com/old. You'll also get a free 30-day trial of a great audiobook program from Amazon, and you can cancel at any time. So that wraps up episode 9. It was a nice quick one. And if you're enjoying these readings, please subscribe to this podcast. Just hit that subscribe button, and I'll see you in the next show. Your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.